do our show Monday, there'll be somebody on the text line, somebody somewhere, oh, it wasn't good enough.
Well, of course. Last year wasn't good enough. Going to the NFC Championship game wasn't good enough. Beating the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football 37-8 wasn't good enough. So some people are just not going to be satisfied with this performance. By the way, at practice, D Ford, currently not present at practice. D Ford, unknown why he's not at practice right now, but he's not out there during the early portion of practice that is open to the media. D Ford, not on the field. 888-957-9570. I guess to your question, Steiny, about whether or not every fan base goes through this with their quarterback, or does every fan base roast their quarterbacks the way Niners fans, or not all Niners fans, but how people roast Jimmy Garoppolo. I guess if you have a quarterback that you draft, like let's look at Denver, right? The Denver Broncos. They've gone through a lot of quarterbacks over the last 5 years post Peyton Manning.
Man.
But Drew Locke seems like a guy Bronco fans are excited about. He's young. He's in his second year. He's got some young receivers in Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler. He's got a young tight end in Noah Fant. So I think Bronco fans are cool right now, right? They're probably cool with their quarterback. Okay, Drew Locke, we know he's young. We're not a Super Bowl contender yet. We just lost Von Miller, but we're excited to see him grow. So a team like Denver, a fan base like Denver, is probably not hard on their quarterback. Las Vegas, the Raider Nation, they're probably looking at Derek Carr saying, all right, when are you going to get it done? When are you going to turn the corner? We know we're stuck with you for another year or two, but when are you going to turn the corner? So I guess if you have a quarterback that is young, drafted in his first couple seasons in the league, you're probably going to give him a pass. But if you have a quarterback who's 28, 29, 30, and you're looking at his deal saying, okay, he's got a year left on his deal, or we could get out on it, you're probably a little more hostile towards that quarterback. This is kind of how it's playing out to me in my head, fellas.
Might be something there. Might be something there. When we ask where we're at on Garoppolo, like, I guess what I'm wondering is, are there people that really want to move off him right now?
Yes.
Stani, hell yes. And, yeah.
Well, to me, that's a joke. I mean, it's a joke. And it's okay to say, I don't like our quarterback. But, who's better right now? Okay, you're coaching the San Francisco 49ers, and Kyle Shanahan looks in the mirror and says, Jimmy stinks. We need to start admitting it. He stinks. Okay, now what? You still got to quarterback your team for the rest of the year. Right? Because you're not bringing in Mullins.
But it's
believe Mullins is great. There's people out there who believe Mullins is the answer.
But I'm going to say this about that. Because right now when you pose that question, Steiny, it's like there's nothing on the horizon. You know? But the beautiful thing about life is we don't know what tomorrow brings. And the reason I say that is the reason Garoppolo ended up here is because something happened in New England that was the byproduct of the toxic, whatever, relationships going bad, and Jimmy ended up in San Francisco. Now, I'm saying moving forward, and even the offseason, if something were to happen, and I'll throw out Green Bay, but there's a possibility something could go down there. I mean, then everything changes, and now that question you pose is, Aaron Rodgers is available. What would it take for us to get him? That's something right there tangible that people could see.
Yeah, I'll look at it this way. We agree. Because he's going to be the quarterback the rest of the year. And so one of two things is going to happen. He's either going to – well, a million things could happen, obviously. But if they win the Super Bowl, they're probably not going to go get Aaron Rodgers, I would think.
Oh, right.
If they don't make the playoffs, you know what? Then you got to sniff. I get that.
Yeah, right.
In the meantime – there's Gary a quarterback McMillan. Who went 13-3 last year, and he's the quarterback now, and this team has Super Bowl aspirations. So you got to give him the year. I mean, give him the year. Let's see what happens.
Look at that Jimmy G's cap number and where he's going to stand at as a quarterback in 2021. And I can't believe we're looking at us next year. Jimmy Garoppolo – is going to be just outside the top 10 in dollars. Now you think about, okay, hypothetically, you want to go trade for Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to pay Aaron Rodgers a lot of money. You're going to have to play Dak Prescott if you want him in for a lot of money. You have a quarterback who's on a pretty team-friendly deal when you consider the quarterback position. Quarterbacks are making 40, 45, 39, 37, 34, 32. Garoppolo's going to be making about 27. $27 million, which, yeah, it's a lot of money, but that's the going rate for top 15, top quarterback, top 20 quarterbacks. I don't think it's a bad deal. And I think the Niners, yeah, they have an out clause, but again, it goes to where are you going to be better off at? Who are you going to be better off with? And you're going to have to allocate cap money to a position of need when you still have to pay Trent Taylor. You still have to think about Fred Warner, what you're going to do there. You have to possibly replace an entire secondary next season. So now the dollars, you think about the salary cap and what you're going to allocate to that, to those other positions. It's not as easy to just move off from a quarterback. How about just building with this guy? How about just letting this guy go through a second full season? And yeah, if they do lose in the playoffs, all of a sudden you want to move on from him? Think about that. If it's, you have a quarterback who just played two full seasons, and one, he goes to the Super Bowl, one, he loses in the playoffs. I bet you there's a lot of quarterbacks who will take that. Yeah, sure, you don't have the Lombardi, but you're in the hunt.
Yeah. I would. I would take it. You know, that would be my goal as a 49er fan is for right now the 49ers to start getting to the playoffs consistently. Okay? You do that. Well, now you can take a more reasoned approach, I think, about Jimmy Garoppolo. If the 49ers don't make the playoffs this year and it doesn't look good, okay, that's not good, obviously.
Yeah,
but
right.
if the 49ers, let's say they're banged up this year and they still gut out a 10-6 and they win a wild card game, I mean, at that point, unless Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are the greatest actors in the world and really don't like Jimmy, you know, that's when you start bringing him, that's when he's your quarterback and you start to believe that he's going to be able to get it done at some point. And your team will be able to get it done at some point.
Yeah, I know we're up against it, Bonte, but I'm kind of laughing at you guys earlier, laughing at me as if my assessment was Jimmy, as if I said he was no good. And, you know, I was just saying I can sit back right now and honestly tell you two, a guy that took his team to the Super Bowl is getting treated unfairly. And it's incredible almost. So you guys, I know y'all scoff like, "Ooh, no. Yeah, I talked about a damn throw in the Super Bowl, but I never talked about the totality of this dude. It's over, because I'm telling you, if this were I don't have an answer, and that's why every game is vital, and it could be this way to Lynch and Shanahan if he's a quarterback of the future, how this season looks, and mainly him.
Well, you worked with a guy whose parents was teachers.
Well, I got
you. You work with a guy who had a dream of being a beat writer, went to journalism school. So when you say average, you know, that's cutting, that's selling Jimmy short on his 2019 season.
If he ends up being that, yeah.
All right. Let's replay Boomer Esiason. Boomer Esiason, former NFL quarterback, WFAN, in the NFL Today on CBS Sports. We'll replay that interview coming up here on 98.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Matt Simon, Bonta Hill, all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.